Yeah, thank you for the introduction, Bradley. Just to give a bit more elaboration, my name is Gabriel. I am a legal program manager with the Free Software Foundation Europe in Berlin in Germany. And that means that I'm a former lawyer, and I currently manage the legal projects at the FSFE. This includes an EU-funded project called Next Generation Internet, where we provide funding and technical support to free software projects around Europe that kind of provide alternatives to existing proprietary internet infrastructure or proprietary internet applications that are widely used. And this is important because, it's important to provide free software alternatives to these proprietary products that basically control our internet and our digital connectivity. And I also write articles for the FSFE's Legal Corner. So if you're interested, this is not working as well. There we go. Yeah, so if you're interested, you can check us out at fsfe.org. Yeah. So as Bradley mentioned, I've been tasked today with providing kind of an introduction to the law and to free software and how the law interacts with free software. And this is so that we can kind of frame and contextualize the discussions and the sessions that we'll have in the rest of the day to come. And I think those, like Bradley mentioned, those who attend this dev room traditionally, from what I've seen, have been quite familiar with the legal frameworks, but we often also have a lot of developers, a lot of people who are non-lawyers, who do not have a legal background. So this introduction is for you.